Hi, we are Anna Clark
and Chloe Evans.
We are students at North Oldham High School. Today we're going to be talking about how bathroom policies in schools are unhealthy for students. Bathroom policies in schools are getting to a point of potentially being unhealthy for students. There are many complaints from students saying that the teachers denied the use of the bathroom because they feel as though they're not being used for the right things. This can have more serious consequences in the future for the students and their families. Holding it in can result in multiple different health complications. In the long run, a student who has consistently been denied the right to the bathroom could have to go to the doctor for these health conditions, such as a UTI or kidney problems. And this could even mean hundreds of dollars down the drain for medication to fix these problems caused by strict bathroom policies.
Young students, especially middle school and high school age students, are not always going to want to ask their teachers to go to the bathroom due to personal medical conditions. It can be a huge invasion of privacy, and students shouldn't always be required to tell their teacher a personal reason as to why they have to go to the bathroom. Sometimes, holding it in when you have to go to the bathroom can have more complications than just discomfort. Holding it in can lead to urinary tract infections, and long term can even increase the likelihood of developing kidney disease. In 1948, the United Nations proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, in which it was declared that all humans have many basic rights, including basic dignity. Being the right to a bodily need is a violation of that declaration. Roughly 50% of the population has a more complicated bathroom issue to worry about. Girls who are menstruating do not necessarily know when they will need to go to the bathroom. If they ask during class time, many teachers will tell them to hold it, but this isn't just a matter of holding it or not. Some girls need to address a situation when it arises, and they should not be expected to disclose every personal health detail to their teacher when it does. For hygienic, health, and personal reasons, students should be allowed to go to the bathroom when they need to go. After all, the bathroom is a right, not a privilege. We are here today with Dr. Shannon Evans.
Hi, my name is Shannon Evans, and I am a board-certified pediatrician. I went to medical school at the University of Utah, graduated in 2011, and I've been a pediatrician ever since. And so I'm here today to talk about some of the health consequences associated with withholding bathroom breaks from students.
So, Dr. Evans, what are some health complications from strict bathroom policies?
That's a really good question. There are several health consequences of denying access to bathrooms, and those range from physical to more psychosocial type effects. So if we start with the physical effects, suppressing the urge to urinate can lead over time to a thickening and irritation of the bladder wall, and that puts kids at a higher risk for urinary tract infections, and especially for younger kids, can lead to more accidents during the day and also to bedwetting at night. And also over time, if you are not evacuating your bladder when you need to, that can put pressure on the kidneys and it can cause strain and damage over the course of a few years. Probably the bigger problem that we see in school-age children is issues with suppressing the urge to have a bowel movement. So when kids are withholding stool, that leads to constipation, and basically the stool backs up, and if you're doing that a lot, it leads to a stretching of the rectum and the colon. And that causes a condition called chronic functional constipation. And that actually affects about 4% of kids between the ages of 4 and 17, so your school age kids. And that causes them to have incontinence of stool, which means they can't control their bowels anymore. And they'll have incontinence and also the having your colon enlarged like that can push on the bladder. And so these kids can have issues with urinary urgency and frequency and have more accidents as well. This kind of stretched colon can take months and years to treat. And it can be quite hard to treat. And some of these consequences reach over into adulthood, where kids that have this chronic functional constipation are at higher risk for GI problems like irritable bowel syndrome as young adults. Also, for teenage girls, you can have problems with menstruation and lack of access to bathrooms. So teenage girls are starting to have their periods for the first time during the high school years, and they tend to be pretty irregular at first and start at uncertain times. Girls can get their period during class, and not being allowed to go to the bathroom could cause them to bleed through their clothes, and that can be a very humiliating experience for a teenage girl. You also have embarrassment for kids having to ask to go to the bathroom during class, and also having to be singled out or recognized in some way for needing to use the bathroom, whether it's having their name put on a list or something like that. That causes a lot of embarrassment during years when kids have enough stress with trying to fit in and trying to do well in school. I think that a lot of schools cite discipline problems for the reasons to be denying bathroom breaks. And if you have a problem with kids being in the halls or being in the bathrooms, and I know schools have issues with things like substance use, which are important, but I think that the schools need to try a little bit harder and find other ways to address those disciplinary issues rather than potentially causing long-term either psychosocial or actual physical harm from denying students the access to the bathroom.
Many teachers and administrators believe that students are abusing their bathroom privileges. One of the most common reasons for imposing strict policies is to cut down on hall time. Teachers and administrators do not want students to be abusing the right to go to the bathroom by taking the pass and just wandering throughout the halls. It is also believed that students who are asking to go to the bathroom are really just taking the pass to avoid classwork and work time. Teachers do not want their students to skip out on work by claiming they have to use the restroom, so they decide to just impose very strict policies in order to avoid this possibility of untruthful students. However, this idea that classroom time is more important than the student's health is not a valid argument. Minimizing hall time is a whole problem on its own that can be solved with potentially more hall monitors and possibly setting a time on the students' bathroom trips. When the right to go to the bathroom is taken entirely away, that is a violation of the student's health and should not be allowed in the schools. Every student who has to tend to their own needs should not be punished by a few bad eggs that do in fact abuse bathroom privileges. The students who abuse their right should be dealt with separately, and their decisions should not have implications on every other honest student.
there are many alternatives for bathroom policies in schools. Teachers can set in place times when students can go and when they can't. For example, they can say no one can go in the first and last 5 minutes of class, but they could go any time in between then. Also, instead of only letting students go once a week from any given class, they could change this into every 2 days. This is something simple, but it is also manageable for teachers and other staff. A woman named Catherine Perlman wrote an article about her own daughter's school's bathroom policy. This policy outlined that if the students wanted to go to the bathroom during class, that their upcoming test or quiz grade would be affected. Their score would be deducted based on when they went to the bathroom and how long they went. To some teachers, this could seem like a good policy, but to parents and students, it seems quite barbaric and unfair, especially to the female students in the school that have their own problems that they need to tend to. Setting in place a time that the students are allowed to be out of the room can help make a healthy bathroom policy. By ensuring that the students won't spend time roaming the halls and actually be going to the bathroom, this also gives time for the female students that really need the use of the bathroom. While teachers have their reasoning for their strict bathroom policies, their reasons do not come without flaw. It is thought that students are only asking to use the bathroom so that they can miss class time and not have to work, only leading them to goof off and wander the halls. However, it is only a few students that do in fact abuse their privileges this way. The rest of the student body should not be affected and implicated by a few students' choices to slack off during class. Because of the few irresponsible, many schools have adopted strict policies, such as limiting the number of bathroom trips per year, to limiting trips to only in between transitions, to even having bathroom trips affect students' grades. These policies are completely unacceptable and a violation of the students' basic human rights. Holding it in when you have to go to the bathroom can lead to health complications such as UTIs, and even long-term can lead to kidney disease. Students should not be under micromanagement from their teachers and should be allowed the basic right of privacy regarding their bathroom trips. Because of negative aspects of school bathroom policies, schools should rewrite their policies as a whole and give more freedom to their students. Students should not be limited to a certain number of trips to the bathroom, seeing as though each individual has their own specific needs. A student's health should never be undermined by the administration and teachers of the school attempting to maximize class time.